I don't like it. Listen, first of all, there's nothing wrong with transferring. It's got a bad word. Look, Joe's been promoted many times. I've been transferred and got a chance to get some upward mobility. It's a great country. You guys have worked your way up. There's nothing wrong with transferring. But I do think that, and I could tell you, you should have to go confront your wife if you're leaving the family. You should have to, no, seriously.
Yeah.
You should have to go sit down and talk to your coach about leaving. Rather than just putting your name in a transfer portal because you don't want to have a difficult conversation. Because I can tell you right now, I have had those conversations with players that were uncertain, and I came to find out that there was pain in their life that I just didn't see or didn't know about. And more often than not, when they chose to not transfer, they thanked God they stayed, and they stayed the course. That could be true of families. It could be true of players and coaching. That's not to say this. I'm not equating divorce with transfer, but I'm just saying that sometimes, if you can have a hard conversation, you'll know. Hey, you know what? After that conversation, I know I should leave. Or after that conversation, you know what? I may stick this thing out. It may not be quite as bad. And then the person that you love learns something about understanding your pain.
I will counter with, there has been a few coaches over time who, you know, a player has gone and voiced their concern, and then the coach turned around and said, you know what, you can transfer, but here's 28 schools I'm going to block you from going to.
Well, my policy has always been you know, as far as a lease is concerned, I asked them just not to go in the league. You know, I just think that would be – I don't want you to have to play in the league against your teammates. If you insist, I wouldn't stop anybody if there was some sort of, you know, plea on that part. But, you know, for me, look, if you want to leave, there's the door. See you.
How do you make it work so well with transfers?
I don't have a ton of transfers. I don't. Yeah. But sometimes, look, I think it's great sometimes to have a transfer come in and sit out. I don't even think it's great to have them eligible right away. I think it's great when they come in and sit out. They get a year of physically ready. They understand the system more, and they invest in their game and their body and their academics. So they're good to have in practice, knowing that you've got somebody returning that knows what you're doing and they know what they're doing.
And just so you know, the reason I'm harping on transfers, one, I want, you know, your opinion on it. Two, the new UNLV coach here in town, T.J. Altsberger, is trying to change things so there's a little more continuity so that he can build around 3- and 4-year players. So he used transfers this year because he was a little short, but I don't know that he's going to do that. I think he's going to go with, you know, more of the freshman route. So it's just everyone has a different way to build their teams. Hey, Chris Beard, who was here at UNLV for like a week, I think he was going to go heavy on the transfer route. So everyone's got a different philosophy.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it has to do with where you're at.
Yep.
And the school you're at, the environment you're at. I know for me, when I first got to Auburn, I had to rely on transfers just to field a team.
Yep.
You know, and the other thing, too, is in fielding a team, we weren't very competitive. We certainly weren't any kind of threat to win a championship. And so then the kind of freshmen that I could attract when I first got the job weren't the kind of freshmen that could help me get where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
So with some transfers, you know, we didn't win championships, but at least we were competitive. And then I was able to get some young high school kids, and you know, particularly those young men like Anthony McLemore, Austin Wiley, Danielle Purifoy, to buy in and see the light at the end of the tunnel. And you know what? They've been rewarded, and so has Auburn.